Thank the Lord for being in this house this morning. You know, we're living in trying times, ain't no doubt about it. But you know, it's good to come to the house of God, and He said this is the house of prayer. And boy, I tell you, we was out Wednesday night. I went up there with Mom and them too, and I appreciate having Mom with me this morning. But we went up there Wednesday night, a few of us up there, and you know, just how we gathered around and prayed, and how good it is to gather around the throne of grace and pray. You know, we can pray at home, we can pray everywhere we're at, but when we join together in prayer, it means something. Amen. The Bible says we're to go forth by bands and the things that we do. So now the devil trying to discourage you all he can, but boy, we need to pray one with another and one for another this morning. Amen. If you've got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to the book of Samuel. Amen, once again. Amen. And the 17th chapter of the book of Samuel. And preached a little bit about David last week. And study and think what I need to do. And it seems like the Lord has just want me to stay with David here just a little bit more. And preached last week about, you know, just where David said, there ain't but one step between me and death. And that's where we're all at. Amen. No matter how healthy or how sick we might be, or rich or poor we might be, we're all just one step, amen, from death. We're one step from things being bad or good this morning. Yep. So, you know, we live in a fragile life. Amen. You know, a lot of things we take for granted, boy, that can be really taken from us. I'm afraid we take a lot of our liberties for granted. Yeah. But, you know, we're but one step, amen, away from liberties being taken away from us this morning. Got this upon my heart in chapter 17 of 1 Samuel. And I'm going to start reading about the 31st verse. And I'm going to preach just for a few minutes upon the something very familiar to all of us. And especially, Lord, it's one of a good kid's story that's ever been told. And it's mentioned all through time. I mean, especially in sports, they'll use it a whole lot. Amen, about David and Goliath. But I want to preach just a little bit on that this morning. The Bible says in verse 31, and it said, and when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul and sent for him. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail him because of him. Thy servant will go and fight against this Philistine. I want to just stop just for a moment right there and probably need to give a little groundwork, amen, before I go any further. We all know the story, and you know the story about David and Goliath. How Goliath withstood the armies of the living God, amen. He withstood Israel, the people of God this morning. Folks, I tell you, I'd rather God be on my side.
Amen.
I'd rather be on the side of the Lord as any side I know of this morning. Amen. And but Goliath had come and with the Philistines, amen, had defied the armies of the living God. They hated God. Amen. And they hated anything about God. They hated the ways of the Israelites. They just didn't fit. Amen. They had no part to do, amen, with Israel. Amen. But they stood against them in battle. Amen, there on the battlefield. You know, we're all in a battle, amen, if we're saved by the grace of God this morning, amen? We're all in a battle. The Bible says the flesh wars against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, amen, and these two are contrary one to another, amen. There is a warfare that goes on with me and you this morning, amen? There is a warfare that goes on with me and you. Amen. The Bible says the spirit, amen, is not like the flesh, and the flesh is against the spirit, and there's constantly a warfare that goes on. If there's not a warfare that goes on, amen, a striving between good and wrong, amen, there's something wrong this morning, because there'll be a warfare there within us this morning. Amen. But they withstood, amen, the people of God. They withstood Israel, amen, and the Bible says they had a champion. They had somebody to look up to. They had somebody that was mighty in battle. Amen. He was big in stature. He was somebody that, when you read about him, he stood, amen, nearly 10 feet tall, amen, in height. Amen. I mean, he was much of a person. He was a big old fella. He was a big old man. Brother Greg back there was a pretty big fella, but Goliath was a whole lot bigger. Amen. Than what Brother Greg is back there. And I mean, he was a mighty man, and they was all afraid of him. Amen. All was afraid of fighting because he was so big this morning. Amen. No one wanted to go against, amen, Goliath. That means he knows where I'm coming from this morning. Amen. I mean, has there ever been Goliaths in mine and your life? Amen. They sure have. Amen. There have been Goliaths. I mean, things that stood before us. Amen. And I mean, that you just didn't see no way around. The Bible says they're all afraid of Goliath. Amen. The king, now, King Saul here, amen, the Bible says, stood a head above everybody else. Amen. When the Lord called him, and when Samuel called him to be king, amen, he looked the part. Amen. He dressed the part. And boy, he was a head taller than anybody else. But he was afraid, and the whole armies of Israel was afraid, and they didn't know what they was going to do. Amen. Because this man, Brother Eric, stood in the way this morning. Amen. He stood in the way this morning. Amen. Said David said unto Saul, said, let no man's heart fail because of him. The servants will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, he said, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and this man a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept the father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And said, and I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, he said, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. He said, thy servant slew both of the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defiled the armies of the living God. Amen. I believe David's faith this morning, amen, it wasn't in his ability, amen, but it was in, amen, the confidence of the living God this morning, because he said this morning, as a lion and a bear, amen, that he slew, he said, this Philistine that defiles, said, what is he, amen, seeing that he defiles the armies of the living God, amen, how can he stand this morning knowing that he has went against the God of Israel, amen, the God of all God, the only true Lord, and amen, how can he stand going, amen, against a man such as him? Amen, because this morning he believed in an almighty God this morning. Amen. Amen. He believed in almighty God. How many believes in God this morning?
Amen.
I believe in God, don't you?
Amen.
I believe on the Lord. Amen. Now the Bible says, amen, the devil believe and tremble. Amen. But when we believe on the Lord, amen, I believe in that beach right there. But when I believe on it, amen, I'm sitting on it, I believe it'll hold me up. Amen, it does a pretty good job this morning. That's believing on the Lord. Amen. When you put your actions into it, amen. And that's what David was doing. Amen. I'm going to take my time just for a minute. Amen. He said, but just like the bear and the lion, amen, that slew. And I thought about that. Amen, and studying this, reading all that. Amen. You know, the, I ain't never fought no bear. I feel like I fought some sometimes. Amen. And I haven't come against no lion, but they're pretty big. Amen. I see some of them bear paws, and you know, you see a mountain. Boy, I mean, some of them paws, boy, just about as big as this. Amen. About as big as this Bible right here. Amen. And it's got claws on it. About that long. Could you imagine? And I mean a whole handful of them and stout. Could you imagine going against something like that? Well, that's what David did. Amen. No doubt the Lord sent. Amen. No doubt the Lord sent that bear. Amen. Or allowed that bear to come. No doubt he allowed that lion to come. Amen. And try David's faith this morning. Amen. We don't find nothing in there except what David said about this lion and about this bear. You know, there's never nothing else really mentioned, amen, in the Bible about it, except that right there. You know, but that's a pretty good feat in my opinion. That's a pretty good that's a pretty good accomplishment in my opinion. Amen. You know, it ain't never, folks, by me broadcasting what we might do for the Lord and what God, amen, may do for us or what He might deliver, amen, to our hands this morning. Amen. It might not be published this morning. Amen. But these things help David's faith this morning. Amen. The things that come at me and you, they are help and meant to help in minding your faith in God this morning. Then that's what happened with David right here. Hey man, and David said, you know, and I've had things that's come against me. Hey man, I've had prayers that's been answered. And I've had problems that I just couldn't solve, and God would help me with them. Hey man, God would help me around them this morning. I remember one time there in Nissan, and hey man, and boy, and we had to work hard. Hey man, you had to work hard and you had to work fast. And when you thought you was working fast, you just wasn't fast enough this morning. Amen. I watched that down there, and I watched the movie when we first went in. Mom went down there with me, and we was watching an orientation. And amen. And I watched them guys, and I'd never been on the line. Never worked assembly line. And I'd see them work, and I mean, they was putting that stuff in. And I thought, well, they've got that film in high motion to get to hurry the process up. Amen. When I got in there on that line, I realized it wasn't a film that was in high motion. It was a people that was in high motion. Amen. I mean, you had to work fast. And, amen, and we had those master vac cylinders. Amen. And I thought, well, you know, and I was trying to, we put them in, you had to put them in, and that was just one of the things that I've done, and had to put the wiper link in, and had to put the clutch cable guide and the clutch cable clamp, and had to do all that stuff and put it in there. And that round master vac, all it had was a brake booster, what y'all call it, but it's a master vac. And it had a little stem in there. You just set it in there, and it had four bolts that went in through the firewall. And it had one tube on the outside that the line hooked to, that the brake line hooked to. And somehow, hey man, that would get turned upside down. I mean, I'd be doing it 3 or 4 days. I mean, when you do a few thousand cars, amen, or a few hundred cars, amen, in a night shift, amen, every now and then, you might get one wrong. But that was unacceptable this morning. Amen. They come at me and said, Robert said, one of these things is turned upside down. You couldn't tell except the stem would be down. And I thought, prayed, I thought, Lord, amen, how am I going to take care of this situation? Amen. And then I had another. And the next week, I had another. I'd done several hundreds of cars and had another. Because they said, Robert said, there's another. And they gave me a verbal. Said, you know, if you have another, you're going to have a write-up. And I thought, boy, this could cost me my job. And I mean, I began to pray. Amen. Some things you take lightly, and then some things you have to take to the Lord. You ever had to take anything to the Lord? Amen. Mm-hmm. You ever had to take anything to God? Someone said, well, that's awful small feet, but when it comes to your job, hey man, you might be doing something. Hey man, I began to pray. I thought, Lord, what am I going to do? How can I solve this? Hey man, I don't know how. I'm doing the best I can. I can't stay conscious of this and conscious of everything else that I have to do. I've got to figure something out. Hey man, and I give credit to the Lord. Hey man, but I found out a way. I could grab that thing, amen, and lock my thumb in there behind that thing that way, and it had to go in there right every time. It could not go in there wrong. And I thought, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Problem solved. Amen. I tell you, someone, you know, it might be a little thing, but boy, I tell you this one, sometimes God does some things for us and helps some things. It might be the smaller thing, but you know what that did? Amen. I thought, boy, Lord, you've helped me through this. Amen. God said, I'm going to help you through other things. Amen. Amen. You ever had God help you things and God say, you know what, I'm going to help you the rest of the way through? Amen. Amen. Well, anyways, amen. He said this morning, he said, as a lion and a bear, he slew him, said, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, and said he would deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord will be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put an helmet of brass upon his head. And also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, said, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off, and he took his staff in his hand and chose him five smooth stones out of the brook and put them in his shepherd's bag, and said, which he had, even a scrip and his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. Amen. Saul this morning tried to laden him down with all the things, amen, that he would normally fight with. Amen. All the things now that he would normally use to go into battle with, the coat of mail, amen, the sword, amen, and all that, the helmet that he had, and all these things, amen. He said, you'll need these things, amen, to go. But you know, David said, you know, I've not proved these things, amen. I've not tested these. I don't know, amen, if this is going to work for me or not. Amen. I'm going to rely, amen, upon the Lord. I'm going to do what brought me the victory before. Amen. Is what's going to bring me victory this time. Amen. You know where our victory's at this morning. Amen. You know, I seen a thing on Facebook. You know, it's God that keeps us alive this morning. Amen. It's God. Amen. The Bible says that, amen, in Him we live and move and have our being. Amen. It's the Lord that helps me and you. The Bible says that we may boldly say, of the Lord is my helper this morning. How many knows God's our helper this morning?
Amen.
Amen. God is my helper. Amen. I mean, if we boast, amen, it is in the Lord. It is not in ourselves. Amen. It is in God Almighty this morning. Amen. We wonder what the reason, what the way back, amen, to getting things done is. You know what it is? It'll come through the altars of the Lord. It'll come through the grace of God. It'll come from the words of the Lord. Amen. It'll come by the Lord Jesus Himself this morning, folks. Amen. It will come by the graces of Almighty God. Amen. The Bible said, in Him we live and move and have our being this morning. Amen. David said this morning, amen, in verse 40, and I like this right here. He said, and he took, amen, his staff in his hand. Amen. He put that other stuff off. Amen. I want you to look at that just for a minute. Amen. The Bible said he took his staff in his hand. Amen. I want to turn right quick, amen, a very familiar scripture to you. Amen. Psalms chapter 23. Amen. This morning. How many know where Psalm 23 is? I know you do. Amen. Psalm chapter 23. I suppose I have. I read this scripture more than any scripture, and amen, it's in the Bible. Amen. You know, used to, Brother Morris, amen, they'd have to learn that, amen, in school. They'd have to be able to recite Psalm 23, amen, in school. Boy, you better not do that now, amen. But you know, we wonder why, amen, schools and government school shootings and, amen, and all these things are happening. Boy, we're better off, amen, without the Bible. Boy, I tell you, didn't have problems like that.
That's
amen.
Right.
When Psalm was learned in the Word of God,
amen,
and they had to know it by heart this morning. Lord, we need to get back to some of the old pains. Amen.
Amen.
We need to get back to some of the old pains this morning. Amen. I mean, the things they said just don't work. Boy, they work this morning. Praise the Lord. They work. The things of God works this morning. Amen. But he said this morning in Psalms chapter 23. Amen. David said he took his staff. Amen. David said, I took my staff in my hand. He took his staff this morning. Amen. But he said, the Lord, David said, you know, David was a shepherd this morning. Amen. Over the flock. The Bible says that when the Lord called him, amen, he was keeping his father's sheep this morning. Amen. He was keeping the father's sheep this morning when the lion and the bear come out. Amen. I mean, he was a shepherd, amen, over the sheep this morning. But David wrote this psalm right here. He said, the Lord, amen, is my shepherd. He said, I shall not want this morning. You know, when God is our shepherd, amen, we won't want for nothing this morning. You know, Nebuchadnezzar's son there, Belshazzar, amen, he stood there and boy there and all of Babylon, amen, and he began to drink wine out of our Lord's vessels this morning. And he said, you know, he began to mock the Lord. Amen. And that big old hand come on the wall. Our brother Melvin began to write this morning. The Lord said, amen, your days are numbered. Amen. God is, amen, finished your kingdom. Amen. And brother, I mean, he's putting an end to it. Amen. The hand writing on the wall. He said, you've been weighed in the balances, neighbor. You've been weighed in the balances and been felt wanting this morning. I'm glad we've got the Lord. We've got all we need this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, and they was found wanting. A lot of folks are wanting this day and time. Amen. I mean, they're wanting. They're wanting this and they're wanting that. Amen. I mean, we found wanting in our time. Amen. You know what we want this morning? Amen. If God didn't give me everything that I wanted, amen, but he sure gave me what I need. Amen. This morning. He said, amen. He said, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley, amen, of the shadow of death. I got to reading about this and I thought, you know, I just sort of wonder if he wrote this after he had faced old Goliath right there. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because boy, no doubt he might have looked right in the face of death. Amen, this morning. Boy, I can say a lot about that concerning where I'm at now. You know how God is, amen, took care of us today. David said, that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. You know, he looked in the face of death when he was looking at old Goliath out there. That Goliath said, I'm going to feed you, body. I'm going to just give you to the fowls of the air. Amen. I'm going to give you, he told him, what all he is going to make of him. Amen. Just what all he is going to do to him. Boy, I mean, he was a... But David was not intimidated. The Bible said David ran toward the fight this morning. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. He ran toward the fight this morning. Mm-hmm. But he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. David was a shepherd. Amen. But he said, the Lord is my shepherd. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I've got a little book, amen, that I've read on Psalms 23. Amen. And Brother Richard let me borrow it. Amen. I need to take it back to him, I guess. Amen. But I've read it, and it goes in a lot of detail about a shepherd and how they take care of the sheep. Amen. And about the shepherd's staff this morning. Amen. But David said this morning, he said, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, amen, they comfort me. Amen. David said, amen, he took his staff with him. Amen. And I thought, you know, he took that staff with him. You know, we read all in the Word of God, amen, about a staff, amen, about the rod, amen. Moses had the rod, the staff, amen, which was, amen, represents the Word of God this morning. And I began to look some of these things up, amen. I want to point out four things, amen, about this staff this morning, amen. I want to point out four things about this staff, amen. which is, amen, God's Word. Represents God's Word. Amen. The staff of the Lord, amen, represents God's Word. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. I mean, I've had preachers get up, amen, and I mean, brother, just skin my hide alive. Didn't I? The Word of the Lord showed me just where I was at, what I needed to do. Amen. And brother, I'll tell you, I didn't get mad at it. Amen. I said, thank you, Lord. I didn't see where I need to move up this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me say amen. Right,
amen.
Praise
right.
The Lord. I need to tell you. Amen. He said, thy rod and thy staff, amen, they comfort me. Amen. The staff. David took his staff with him. Amen. He took a sling and a stone, but he took his staff with him. Amen. I'm going to point out four things about this staff. Amen. Just real quick like. Amen. The staff, one thing, the first thing, the staff was used for walking. Amen. Genesis 32 and 10. Amen. The staff was used for walking. Amen. How many of us need God's Word to walk with this morning? Amen. We need God's Word to walk with. Amen. The staff was used for walking. Amen. To get where we're going. We need God's Word to get where we're going this morning. Amen. The staff was used, amen, for defense. Staff was used for defense. I'm glad the Word of God is my defense. He said, the righteous run to me and are saved this morning. Yeah. He said, lead me to that rock that is higher than what I am. Amen. I mean, the Word of God is a shelter. He said, His love is a shelter for us. Amen. The Word of God, amen, is our defense. Praise the Lord. I get to it with Ronnie Phillips. Amen. We'd go to getting on with about something or other. We grew up together and everything. He said, and I go to get to him. What? I said, now, Ron, the Bible says this right here. And he said, you're just like Dad. Amen. Every time the heat gets a little bit on, he said, you always use a Bible. I said, well, that's about all I've got. Amen. That's all I need. Amen. But I'm glad this morning to use God's Word for my defense, ain't you?
Amen.
Amen. Is the Word of the Lord our defense this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Word of God, our defense. Amen.
It's
my defense. Amen. Brother, that sword cuts me down. Amen. It brings me low. It brings me humble. It keeps my steps in line. But it is also my defense. Amen. We're saved by the grace of God. I'm going to tell you something this morning, church. Amen. And we've got a good little church. Amen. The Word of the Lord is our defense this morning. Amen. We can use it, amen, as a defense. Amen. And the Word of God is also, amen, used for punishment, for correction. The Word of God corrects us. Amen. It was also used for correction. Amen. He said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. I mean, boy, the Bible says, blessed is the man that endureth chastisement. Mm-hmm. The Lord said, as many as he chastens, He loves. As many as He loves, He chastens and rebukes. Amen. I mean, if God loves us, amen, if we're His this morning, we do something wrong, boy, I tell you what, amen, we'll suffer for it. Amen. We'll pay for it. Amen. Don't mean that God don't love us because He loves us. Amen. But He said this morning, amen, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. But it is used, amen, for punishment. Amen. It's used for walking. It's used for defense. What David had it for, he had it for punishment. Amen. And it's also used as a measurement. Amen. You know what the Bible says? Amen. You know, in these scriptures, amen, you can read that. Amen. Revelation chapter 11, 1. Amen. It is used for a measurement. Amen. But the Bible says this morning, we're not among them that compare ourselves among ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We don't compare God's people, amen, us individually as a servant to the Lord. We don't compare ourselves by how somebody else is living, amen, or by how somebody else is doing. We're to compare ourselves, amen, by the measurement of the Lord. Amen. Somebody say amen right there.
Amen.
We're to compare ourselves to the Word of God. Amen. You know, a lot of times I fail to measure up. I tell the Lord, I'm failing to measure up. Amen. I mean, I talk to the Lord. Amen. Folks, we need to talk to the Lord. We need to hear from the Lord. Amen. Let Him know how we feel. Well, if your fingers hurt, let the Lord know if His fingers hurt. Amen. We might be sick, and we deal with sickness. Amen. Let the Lord know about it. Take it to Him this morning. Amen. And just tell God how we feel. But you know where? Measure up to the Lord. Amen. David said, I'm going to take the staff with me. I'm going to take the staff. Amen. In fighting this battle against Goliath. Amen. I'm certainly going to take my staff with me this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We're going to take the staff of the Lord with us. Amen. You know, the most important thing we have this morning, amen, is God's Word today, folks. And you heard me say it, amen. It's God's Word that we have, amen. It's the most important thing that we can possess. It's the most important thing that you can carry. Amen. Thank God, amen, see somebody carrying it under their arm, amen. But He said, thy rod and thy staff, they come to me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. He said, and my cup runneth over. Amen. This morning. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And He said, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I'm glad for the house of God this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Jumping back to 1 Samuel. Amen. David said this morning, he said, and I'm going to read just a little bit more before I close. He said, the Philistines came out and drew near, and David and the man that bare his shield went before him, and the Philistine looked about, and he saw David, and he disdained him. Amen. I mean, he began to mock him, for he was but a youth, and ruddy, and of a fair countenance. Amen. Cute little old fella. Amen. But the God of heaven was with him. And said, the Philistine said unto David, said, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? Amen. In other words, with a staff. And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Amen. He cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said unto David, come to me, and said, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Amen. And this is what I like. And David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. He said, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord, the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, which thou defiest. Amen. He said, you come to me, amen, with all these weapons. Amen. All these things. A big mighty man that you are. Amen. All these things that you can see. I mean, it was hard to think. Amen. How he could go against, amen, such a man, amen, as this man was. But David said to the Philistine, said, thou comest to me with a sword, amen, the spear and shield. But he said, but I come to you in the name of the Lord this morning. Folks, I'm going to tell you there's power in the name of Jesus. I'm going to say
amen.
Amen.
That's right.
There's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in prayer this morning. Praise the Lord this morning. There's power in prayer. David knew there's power in prayer, Brother Eric. Amen. He said, you know, just like the Lord had delivered the lion and the bear. Amen. I can't imagine standing before them. He said, this Philistine will come down too. Amen. Amen. And the Bible says, amen, I ain't going to read no more, but the men know the story. Amen. As good as I do, the Bible says that David run to him and he began to sling that stone. Amen. He had five stones. He went to the brook, got five stones. One preacher said, and it may be true, I don't know, but one preacher said reason he got five stones because, amen, Goliath had four other brothers. Amen. Goliath had four other brothers. Amen. In case they come, he's going to be ready for them too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can read about Goliath's son. Amen. He was a type of the Antichrist. Amen. He had six fingers on each hand, six toes on each foot. Amen. He was an earthly man this morning. Amen. That's another story on top of that. But the Bible says he ran toward Goliath and began to sling that stone. Amen. He didn't run from the fight, but brother, he ran to it.
Yeah.
Amen. He knew who was on his side this morning. Amen. I tell you this morning, brother, the Bible says, amen, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. But we need to believe in the Lord.
Yep.
Amen. He went running, began to sling that stone. Amen. He thought it. Amen. I've heard a lot of stories and studied a little bit upon this before. And amen. And they said men of that size at that time, David probably didn't know it, but God did. God knows more than what me and you do. Amen. He knows far above what we can know this morning. Amen. But they said men of that size, their bones were sort of porous, and there was a porous, and it wasn't real strong. Amen. Said when he swung that stone, said it went out. Amen. And it sunk up in that Philistine's forehead. Your forehead is probably the hardest part of your skull that they are. It's right there in your forehead. Amen. But you know, that is a poor skull right there. Amen. That the Lord knew about. He began to sling that stone. He sunk up in his head. Amen. I mean, he fell face down. Amen. And David, amen, went and took his life. But you know what? This morning, someone said they could have all kinds of scientific reasons how David done all that. But you know what I choose to believe this morning? Amen. The battle was the Lord this morning.
Right. Amen.
The battle was the Lord. That's the reason he won the battle. It's because it was given to the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad the God I serve, ain't you?
Amen.
Praise the Lord this morning. How many glad to be saved by the grace of God?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Boy, I'll tell you what, if I wasn't saved by the grace of God, I'd sure want to be.
Amen.
I'd make my way. Amen. And I would trust in a living God because I know he could do far more, amen, for me than anybody else could this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Bible says, amen, the armies of Israel, amen, I mean they got courage and they began to go this morning. Amen. They began to run this morning. Praise the Lord. I suppose, amen, this is one of the most talked about stories. Amen. It's certainly one of them. Amen. In all the earth. Amen. David didn't have no idea. Amen. At that time, how many people would be emboldened. Amen. How many people trust God. Amen. Upon this. But God did this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many believes in the Lord?
Amen.
Praise the Lord this morning. Amen. Let's bow our head this morning. I clear my heart. I need just what the Lord put in my heart this morning. Lord, we just thank you this morning for your goodness. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, God, for helping us fight our battles. Lord, we all have battles, Lord. We, each one of us, Lord, belongs to you, God. But Lord, you deliver us out of them all. You said, Lord, in your word, that many was affliction to the people of God. But Lord, you deliver us out of them all, Lord. And Father, we always bring every care, every situation, Lord, to you. God, we may rejoice in what you do, Lord. God, we know, Lord, that you reign, Lord, upon high this morning. And we pray right now, Lord, to ever trust you, lean upon you, God, with all of our hearts, Lord. And Father, we'll thank you for these things. We'll praise you for every victory. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's stand this morning. Amen. What the Lord has put in my heart. I'm glad this altar's open. You need to pray. Amen. I'll get down and give us a song, man. Amen. Same brother. Same. Amen. Let's make a joyful noise this morning to the Lord. Amen. It's just good to be a child of the King. I mean the King of Kings and Lord of Lords this morning. Praise the Lord. Our Father owns it all. Amen. He owns it all this morning. Amen.
101.